Welcome to Steel and Nails, presented by Hedge Better. Today is Wednesday, February 28th. We got the boys here, Showtime Craig in the building.
Yep.
Michael Steele and Mr. Magic Mike over here. How are we doing tonight?
Great.
Fantastic.
Episode 157 here. recurring guest, Francis Hogan, Frank the Tank.
Frank the Tank.
Came out like a bat out of hell. 16-0, 14 KOs, Weymouth, Mass, Prodigy. Magic, you liked what you saw. I think we all did, but what'd you think? Yeah.
He's a great guest. Guy's electric. Better and better every time he's in here.
I wish we waited for that story to get a little bit later in the pod when he's more comfortable. He was like, yeah, this kid fucking calls me. He's like, this kid's, I'm about to kick this kid's ass. He's like, your buddy's dead.
Who are we talking about?
With that phone call? We'll dive in.
Also, I want to give a big shout out to our sponsors, Slight Edge Fitness and Performance, located at 101 French Avenue. We are 2 months away from beach season. Get in there, folks. And then law office of Patrick J. Foley, looking to buy a house, looking for someone to do the legal work, he's your guy. Get after it. Law offices of Patrick J. Foley. Or if you want to support, you know, his family business, go out to JJ Foley's. You know, if the bars close at 1 a.m., hit JJ's up until 2.
Never a bad choice.
Hit El Torino after for a burrito. We got to get an El Torino sponsorship. But Pat is the best in the business. Pat is the best.
After the Celtics are run away with the East, they won 9 in a row. We'll have our touch on them. Bruins have lost like 5 of the last 10 games in overtime. How can they flip the script with the trade deadline coming? Showtime Craig saw Demon Slayer. Gonna hear that movie review. I came up with 5 questions on my phone from the official Steel and Nas questions you didn't think you were gonna run into tonight. I got those. And then the New England Free Jacks reigning off, coming off their championship.
Champs here.
Open up this weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina. We'll have our season preview for you. Let's spin it now to Francis Frank the Tank Hogan. We're now joined by recurring guest, champion of the world, Weymouth, Mass native, 16-0, 14 KOs, Frank the Tank Hogan. Francis, great to see you tonight, as always. What's going on, my man?
Not much. Fucking staying busy, working, training, getting ready for the next one.
I heard you.
Let's go. Ready for anything.
You had work off today because of the wind. Any thoughts on that?
I think it's amazing. I wish we could get more off.
Yeah, because of wind. It should be windier more often.
I'm shocked that they make a guy who's 16-0 with 14 knockouts even show up to work. Like, that's fucked up to me. You have a fucking belt. Like, what the fuck are you working?
Yeah, should just be clearing checks.
I know you have to. I know how it works, but I know it doesn't make sense to me.
I show up and work gets done. That's how it goes.
That's it.
Do you want to shout out your work at all?
Yeah, I'd like to shout out Row Plates. 24/7. I could get a call right now. Actually, I'd probably have to leave to go do a delivery.
Then you might get the boss on the line. He's a funny guy, isn't he?
Yeah. I should have brought him with me, actually. Yeah.
Next time, let's get Road Plates in here. They're a funny fucking company.
Bring up what you just brought up to me in Showtime like 5 minutes ago about the Road Plate story.
So I think it was a Saturday night or a Friday night. Oh, he's getting all nerves over there. And I got a phone call from Pat Stew. And I was like, why is Pat calling me at 2 a.m? And it was him calling me. And I was like, what the fuck is going on right now? And then I got FaceTimed and it was you guys sitting on a couch. And I was so fucking confused. I didn't know what to do.
I chill with him. I heard your prank phone calls that you do on the massage parlor around here.
Awesome.
Shout out that massage parlor. I know Showtime goes there once in a while to get a little.
Mixes it in.
We can prank them too one day.
Is it a non-spa? Shout out.
No. I'm not. I don't want to shout it. I don't want. I'm not. I would shout out. I would shout. I would shout out the business, but it's not that kind of massage. But Frank the Tank likes to call this place and mess around.
All right, listen, Pat Stew gives me the phone number and goes, call it. And I just fucking do it. It's like 4:30. I'm about to leave work. And all the like, you've watched the videos?
I've seen them.
All right.
We FaceTimed each other. You can act like
you're answering the phone.
All right. You want to actually prank call someone right now? Let's prank phone call.
Bring it up.
Who do we want?
Bring out the numbers.
Should we call a massage parlor?
I think we should.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Let's get them the thing.
Call up.
I don't think you do it.
In,
just put it up to your mic.
Okay. Yeah, this interview took a left turn.
This just went the complete opposite direction.
Right out of the gate. Love it.
I'm just saying he's more than the champ. The guy also can fucking.
Before we get out, I'll cut down the brass tacks here. Coming off unanimous decision win over, is it Dormatis Potes, 14-5-1. How does it feel to be the WBC USA silver medal belt champ?
It felt good for one night, and then I woke up and was like, all right, I got to go back to the gym or do something with my life.
That quick?
Yeah.
Relish in the fucking belt? No, like, there was nothing to you?
I just feel like I didn't even feel like anything, actually. Felt like another day when I won. I was like, this is it.
That's a sick mentality. I like it. Like, nothing. Just another win.
Favorite belt.
Yeah, everyone was like, can I get a picture? I like didn't even feel cool having the thing on me. I like put it up my hotel room. I was like, did you light it on fire or something yet?
Is it even with you?
It's somewhere in my closet under bags. I put it in my closet and then I just threw my duffel bags in there.
See, that's how pathetic. Like, I would be rocking that pretty often. that thing would be with me.
Yeah, you'd be at Dunkin' Donuts and fucking
like, I'm wearing my rough and rowdy fucking jacket around proud like a fucking
it's
asshole.
It's like Belichick in the heyday when he would just throw the AFC title game trophies in the trash.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah.
That's exactly what he's saying. And that's why it is all about the next one for you.
Yeah,
honestly.
It is.
Like, this is jack shit, I guess. Is it a big belt? What is the belt called again?
So it's the WBC World Silver Belt. So this puts me in all the rankings for all the big world titles. So like
that's a big deal.
I mean, it is a big deal. Yeah. But in my head, I was like, all right, until I'm like in the ring, fucking they're like in the new fucking unified, hopefully fucking
that's
world
next
champ.
Up.
Yeah.
That's what I hope.
In comparison, I know Mark DeLuca is like one of your trainers, obviously. That has a very high resume when it comes to the sport of boxing. Did he ever win this belt? Like, did that get him on his way to like national television, something like that?
So there is a couple of other belts that are just like this one, okay. Like IBF. Like they have a couple of them. I know WBO. Like, so I have WBC. I know there's a WBO one out there, and there's a couple of other smaller belts out there that get you in the rankings and like people talk about you. And I only know that from Mark and like watching Mark go through it, but. A week after I fought, Abraham Nova fought, who also trains with us, and he fought for the WBC World's title. And I mean, he came up short, but I think he fucking won. And he's definitely going to have a couple of really big fights after this. Mm-hmm. But Mark was like back in the gym, like your name's fucking popping down there. Like everybody that's like a big guy in boxing was talking about you. Like
your name or the other kids you just said?
My name.
Frank the Tank.
Down there, yeah.
It hasn't been already. I have people literally walk up to me nowadays and be like mention you.
Really?
Randoms. They're like,
yeah.
So when
it happens to me all the time. Surprisingly, not surprisingly, but like, you know where it happens to me more than anywhere else? The fucking movie theater. I'll be in the movie theater. I'll watch a movie, and like halfway through the movie, I'll literally hear someone say, "Frank the Tank." And I'm like. I'll be sitting with my girlfriend. I'll be like, did you just hear that? And she's like, did someone just yell Frank the Tank? I'm like, what the fuck? This just happened to us like 2 weeks ago. And then right after the movie, some three people will come up to me and be like, hey, like, you Frank the Tank? I'm like, yeah, I mean, you fucking yelled it out halfway through the movie. I'm guessing you probably knew I was Frank the Tank.
How'd they catch you? Like, were you getting like concessions with like any popcorn in there?
No, I was lounging, laid back with a big ass thing of popcorn. I'm like, fucking catch me lacking.
Killing, yeah, right.
bagged like that.
Oh, beautiful.
What movie?
I like going and watching horror movies like Michael Myers and all that stuff.
Love that.
Good stuff.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
It's scary.
I mean, the new ones kind of suck. I'm not going to lie, but.
At least they bring it back. So it's like, it's relevant.
Gives you something to do on a Saturday night instead of go out and get fucking hammered and make yourself look like a fucking fool.
Yeah. Do you get hammered during training times? What is your drinking relationship like with being a boxer?
I mean, I calm it down through like training camp and stuff like that. I don't really drink. Maybe fucking have one at dinner and stuff. But like I wait till after the fight's already over and stuff.
Like, and then what? You like celebrate kind of for a week, let a little loose?
I tried to celebrate. The night after I fought, but fucking I bit my tongue and I literally couldn't eat or drink anything for like 3 days. And I was talking with the worst lisp. Like my tongue was hanging. Like,
was it during the fight?
Yeah. My mouthpiece came loose and shifted over and he hit me with an uppercut right as it happened. Oh boy. And I already knew like I was going to be fucked for at least 2 weeks. But
Hey, that's adversity, yeah. though. You fought through it. So.
Yeah, at least, yeah. The tongue didn't, like, spit out. Yeah. Could have been worse.
Could have been worse.
Showtime knows a mouth guard guy, you say. I'm speaking for Showtime over here as well.
So did they give you, like, the nines at, like, Mohegan? Like, obviously, Mohegan's probably my favorite casino, like, in New England. It's a great venue to, like, see something.
Mohegan Fox.
I've seen, like, Bellator there, concerts. Just the whole, what was the whole scene going in there? I know that wasn't your first rodeo there.
I think this time around, it was definitely a better scenario, I guess, or situation. I mean, like, everybody treated me a lot more highly because I was fighting for a belt and I was, like, the big name on the card. Oh, yeah. But, I mean, it was definitely fun. I think I was treated by the casino great because I was with Road Plates and fucking they just ball out hard every time they're there. So they were like, holy shit, Road Plates is here. And there's like 10 people wearing Road Plates jackets. So like we just fucking got that, treated
that
lavishly.
Yeah, help at the that casino, table yeah. out. Help that table out. Go to them. Absolutely.
You guys win some money?
I played like one of those Wheel of Fortune games. I put $20 in and won like $300 and was like, I'm cashing the fuck out.
Let's go.
Bang.
Good night.
What a weekend. Good yeah, night. What a night.
It was great.
I mean, too, because I was looking at your most recent fights. I know you fought in like Barclays Center in Brooklyn, but you went from Quincy's Veteran Memorial Stadium outside to Mohegan Sun. Probably a hell of a switch around.
Yeah. I mean, I think the one that was like kind of just like a, not a get me fight, but like I needed to do something. Like I needed to just get a fight. So I got into training camp because there was nothing really going on at the time. It was like end of summer. I mean, no one was really running shows. But
it's a good local fight, veterans.
A lot of people that can't like pay to fucking go stay a night at Mohegan Sun and drive down there and spend the money. Like they got to go there, you know.
The lads wear out.
Home of the champions, Northern Free Jacks.
Yes, my favorite fight by you is definitely that Dominican one. I love that fight.
Which one was that?
You were in the Dominican fight.
Oh, yeah. That was fucking crazy.
That was a cool one to me.
Yeah, that was cool. That was a cool experience.
That one stands out for
some reason. Any war stories from that? Like, usually you probably get, like, a nice weigh-in at, like, your other fights, but, like, going to a Dominican fight.
Oh, the weigh-in was garbage. Outdoors? Yeah. Fucking the scale. The scale didn't even work. They were, like, 160. I was like, does this thing have batteries in it?
Yeah, nothing happened. And they're fucking, like, no, it's fine. Yeah.
And so I mean, I was like the tallest. I was the tallest guy there. And then the first tallest guy who was also with me, two white dudes, fucking 6'9", fucking Jimmy, it was with us. He was a heavyweight that was down there. And everyone was just looking at us like, who are these guys? Like, they looked at us like we were their saviors. Like, they're like coming up to us, like begging us for money and shit. I was like, holy shit. Yeah.
The flair, like we've seen during the weigh-ins, the G-string, whatever the hell you want to call it. I see the colored fingernails. You got anything up your sleeve? Or you tell us about the fingernails.
I don't know. We were just – me and my girlfriend went to this place in Hanover. And my toes are done too. But I need to get them redone. Yeah, I don't know. The lady was like, do you want color? And the place was like pretty packed. I was like, yeah, let's do a color. My girlfriend was like, haha. I was like, I'm not fucking joking. I was
like, what do you got?
Yeah, I was like,
champ doesn't miss
yeah, what type of shades
black,
do you have?
Like,
yeah.
I'm pretty depressed, winter depression. She was like, sure, like, did it. I fucking did my toes. Everyone was staring at me. I had those, like, scrunchy things stuck between my toes, like, so they'd separate them.
Mani-pedi, I'll give you that. Yeah. That's good stuff.
Great
Naz
stuff.
Naz is a mani-pedi guy.
More of a pedi. You get those feet going. I'm telling you.
I've got one.
I like when they get to the point where like they're rubbing the cream on your boys calves and shit. I just lay there. I'm like, this is fucking great. I wish I could have this every night.
Feel great.
Warm water.
Yeah. Feel fucking fantastic. It's tremendous.
Love it. But what that the G strings though, like still no shame with that. That like that's not stopping.
No, it's getting worse actually. Like I want to do it. I feel like we need to
come up there and just drop them one day. So, just go full nude.
I said it like.
I did see it. I always see them. It's unreal.
So I'm gonna be in the St. Paddy's Day parade again this year in Southie. And I just keep telling everyone, I'm like, you know, it's getting warmer out. Like,
G-string at the parade.
Like, G-string at the parade, me up there fucking slamming some nips. And with my, I'll bring my belt for this one because it's green. Yeah, fucking St. Paddy's Day.
Oh, perfect.
I'm gonna get my nails green. I got to get something crazy like right on
hair.
My back.
Yeah,
I was thinking of like doing this red or orange or something.
Yeah. That would be good. Yeah,
we were saying Magic. Maybe the next weigh-in should be at Alex's, so he can actually come in full nude with some girls.
I could maybe make it happen.
Are you open to more sponsors on your shorts?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I bet they would fucking back him.
Oh yeah. Club Alex's.
I feel like that could be a good backing for you.
We also want them, actually. I went there with Pat and Ryan. That was crazy night.
Yeah. It's always a good time.
I went from a nice dinner at Davio's to me driving home, and Colin Ryan was like, "Hey, what are you doing?" He was like, "Going to Club Alex's." I was on my way.
That's how it happened. Yeah.
Shout out Club Alex's. Last free promo for you. We need money.
It's definitely not the last. It's definitely not the last.
I know.
Far from it.
We got to go get the fucking money from them.
So
they owe us.
Big W, you know, in at Mohegan Sun, you got the belt. What's next for Frank the Tank Hogan?
So we'll plan, we're working on something for probably the summertime for professional fight anyways. But so there's this thing called Team Combat League, and there's a fighter in each weight class. You'll represent like your city. So I'll be representing Boston. I'm going to do it at 175 because I just don't fucking want to do 160 for 12 weeks straight, because you'll fight once every week. And I mean, the money's pretty good.
Gonna keep the weight down. And it's not worth it.
Yeah, it's just like, it's one round. I could get in there with a heavyweight and fucking
one round. Yeah. Why torture yourself?
You get
like
3 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, but
is it like a rough and rowdy type thing?
So it's called Team Combat League. So there's like Atlanta has a team, New York City has a team, California has a team, Texas, and like they'll come. We'll travel to them, fucking all paid for, of course, and we'll get paid to fight. But you could fight maybe twice a night. But I think they'll probably only have each person fight once a night, and then. The team that has more rounds won will be the winning team, you know?
Interesting.
But
wow.
Is this a new thing?
Yeah, so it's a new thing. I don't know the guy's name that started it, but they just like did tryouts here. And probably like 3 or 4 months before this past fight, fucking I was not in shape. And I was eating donuts because I'm the fighter that's like standing there. We're all like listening to them. They had like Dunkin' Donuts like fucking there for all the fight, like the trainers. And I'm standing there shoveling donuts down, and everyone just like gets out of the way. So the guy sees me. He's like, "Is that kid eating all the donuts? Hey, you're not a fighter, right?" I'm like, "I am, actually." I was like, I just looked at everyone. I was like, "Listen, I was like, you guys know the deal." I was like, "Someone's getting fucked up today."
Yeah. So when do we
that's
start?
That's exactly what happened. And the guy was like, "Holy shit, this kid's actually really fucking good."
Give him all the donuts. So who else will be on the team with you? Do you know?
So I don't know if you guys ever heard of the guy Rashidi Ellis at all. Speedy Rashidi.
No.
So love he's like a very, very high
kicks ass.
Level pro. Like on Mark's fucking level. Maybe a little above Mark. Because like with the TV wise anyways.
And he's from Mass.
So he's from Mass. He's from I wanna say Somerville, but I don't think so. I think they train in Lynn now. I think their gym just moved. But there's like a lot of fucking good pros on our team and good pros on other teams. So like most guys are going to go out there and try to fucking blow each other out. If you look them up, like on Instagram, they have like a Team Combat League Instagram.
Okay.
And they got a huge following just from like their videos of guys going out there and fucking laying each other out. And it's no headgear, just a mouthpiece. And it's like professional style, like leather gloves.
Does
like,
it cost as a count as a loss if you lose in this?
No, that's like why I'm like fucking
that's,
one
that's
round.
Nice.
Like, it's
yeah,
like
why
it's
not?
Only,
yeah,
because
like,
I would hate to see you take it.
We're not taking L's. I'm going to fucking tear people's heads off.
Yeah, I don't even know why.
I'm sorry.
Do you change your like your technique of fighting? You got it right. One round, three minutes.
I mean, I can. I like to have a slow pace, but I mean, you got one round. It depending on who it is that I go out there against. I mean, if they come out swinging for the fences, probably just going to box the shit out of them and make them look stupid, because I do have boxing skills, but I mean, 9 times out of 10, I'm probably just going to go in there and try to knock somebody out.
Yeah, that's can you kick? Is it like MMA shit? Like,
it's just hands. Yeah.
Oh, just hands. Okay.
When does it start? Yeah. When does it start?
Starts the first week of April. So once it's like out there and everything, I'll post it. And that's like the big thing too. Like I think the way it works, like you'll make more money with more views you have for people watching for you. So like if people go on and they're watching for you, like
promo
you're going to, yeah,
tank
because these people are trying to like, whoever runs the Team Combat League, they're trying to start like this new live stream, like and fucking get it going. So like, that's why they want it being pushed out there, you know, like that's what gives the fighters the motivation to push it more.
Yeah,
I like
consider us watchers.
Yeah, we'll be watchers if not attendees.
Yeah, if not attendees.
If it's in the right spot, we'll attend. I wanted to go to that Mohegan one.
Yeah, do they have a location for when it's in Boston or no? I mean, this could be...
Personally, I haven't had, like, heard of any locations yet, but it's going to be in Boston somewhere.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's definitely going to be fun.
Let's hope for
the
two fighters I drop everything for and, you know, get a stream and look at my phone. It's Bobby Lights Out Lang and Frank Tang. Oh, yeah. Those two guys there all day.
I've been hanging with your cousin lately.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How's that been going?
Good, good.
Yeah?
But we were supposed to go down to the fucking watch your fight, but it didn't happen.
What happened?
Nothing. I don't. The plan never
unfolds. Club Alex is
a cop. He's too busy. He's too busy.
He is busy. He is busy. He's
very busy. But he was pretty much live streaming. Not live streaming your fight on Snapchat, but enough that I knew you won immediately.
Yeah.
Are we going up with this prank phone call or what?
Oh yeah, I got him dialed in.
All right, might as well get in. I think we're towards the end here. Yeah,
let's get the magic. Yeah. In there.
And he said boxing like.
Place is called Fushan. Okay. Just hold that up to the microphone.
Oh, Jesus.
Just even put it on speed, yeah.
Yeah, like turn the backside.
What do you guys get me doing over here? Yeah,
okay. Hey, hello?
Hello, I'm looking for a massage.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
I'm amazing. How are you doing?
Huh?
Hello?
I'm fine. Is that me?
Is this my mom? Yeah, this is my mama. I'm looking for a massage.
I can't understand a single goddamn word you're saying, lady.
You're coming here.
Am I coming? If you want me to, I mean, Jesus.
How much?
What are you guys banging pots and pans? Jesus. This lady's like on drugs or something.
I think that's the end of that.
Good job. Round of applause for Francis.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, yeah.
Delivered.
You should start doing those pranks on your Instagram or something.
I should start posting.
You should put it to 17-0, 15 KOs.
Yes. Yeah. KO. Bang. We have Fu Shen. Shout
just
out.
Final questions. Have respect for Jake Paul. Do you have any yet or still think he's a punk? I feel like I ask you this every time you're on, but just seeing if that's
I
changed.
Have respect for his training. I actually just wrote on someone's thing like right before I came in here because they post like a video of him like, I mean, he does like give back to the sport of boxing and he does like help fighters. I mean, he puts them on his cards that he's always fighting on and fucking they get paid good money. And I mean, he's bringing a lot of notoriety and he does train his ass off. I will say that. I mean, he has money, so he pays the right people to train him.
Yeah. But
when the bell rings, I do think he's a chump. Like, I think like everyone's saying like he's going to win a world title. I'm like, I've been doing this for fucking 14 years. I'm like, he just started doing this for like fun. Like, and he's going to win a world title. I'm like, that's not feasible. It's just not happening.
Yeah. I don't think world title, but he is making
and
some
a lot
money.
Of people some people. They don't follow boxing and they have no idea who that guy is by name, but like that guy can kick the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Many people in the boxing realm.
Whenever I'm sure you know some dudes that would kick the shit out of him. For sure.
Who's running Devin Hanley and Ryan Garcia?
Devin Hanley versus Ryan Garcia.
Big, big fight.
From Showtime.
It's Devin Haney. Sorry.
Devin Haney.
Devin Haney's going to beat Ryan Garcia. I don't know. I think he's going to stop him personally. I mean, that's just my own opinion. I think Ryan Garcia is soft. And I think like, not just from his last fight with the Tank Davis, but like just from like outside of the ring, like if you watch him, like he's like more of like a social media influencer. Like he's not a real, I mean, he is a real fighter, but like he's not. Like when he gets hit, he turns into like a bitch and runs and he's like, he's not in there
to win.
You're
talking about Garcia?
Yeah.
Ryan Garcia.
I mean, that's why that Tank Davis fight took like 2 years to fucking make.
Yeah.
Because they were just Instagram guys.
Yeah.
And it was like, just do it.
My last question, enjoy the flavor. See you drinking a Mary Lou's coffee. Shout out Mary Lou's, I guess. Hopefully another sponsor. What's your go-to mix?
I like Gone Bananas.
Bananas. Okay.
Bananas.
I'm an A-OK cookie when I do it. Like
I did one of those. I did one of those yesterday. Actually, yeah, I did a large A-OK.
Is that shit like a milk? That shit's like a milkshake, though, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's
get like a large one, good. And you just drink it, and then you're like, all right, I need some real caffeine. Let me stop at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, yeah. The everything at those places is fire, though. Like yeah. Mary Lou's and all of the like you can pretty much. You're pretty much nailing it.
Yeah, you just gotta take like it day by day. If you have like that shit like every day, unless I don't know, you have your workout regimen like all done. I'd be all done. I'll speak for myself. Frank the Tank Hogan, 16-0, 14 KOs. Always a pleasure having you on the show, man. Great day, great night. Have at it.
keep that belt. Start wearing yeah, that exactly. belt. Around.
Champs here. Yeah. Champs here.
Keep
yeah,
the belt, but start showing it off.
It's Tank Time.
Yes.
24/7. And go follow me on Instagram because some asshole hacked my last one. So I'm like down to
fucking punk.
1,000 followers now. But I did get verified. So it is me. Go follow me at Francis_Hogan_.
Get it done.
17-0. I'm coming for you.
Let's go.
Let's go. Big Let's summer. Go. Big coming summer upcoming. Yeah. Let's go.
I have the verse lined up. It's actually from your Instagram caption.
A Bible verse?
I walk through the shadow of the valley of death, and I fear no evil. Thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Amen.
If Tank Time's with you, I'll comfort you, but just saying.
Amen. Thank you for that.
And we're back. Francis Frank the Tank Hogan joins the boys once again, 16-0, 14 career knockouts. He knocked out that prank phone call, I would say, for starters.
Yeah.
Fu Shan.
They didn't give him much to work with, but
yeah, it was quick. It was quick. It was magic interesting.
It's good. Yeah, I liked it.
Brought a lot of charisma, and then you prank phone call him. You called him, telling him you killed his friend or something.
I don't even remember that.
I knew you weren't going to remember the story from your reaction. So this is what happened. Me and Naz are sitting in here. He comes in. He's like, yeah, Magic coming tonight? We're like, yeah, we think so. He's like, yeah. He's like, friends with my friend. One day it's fucking 2 a.m. I'm shit-faced. I'm lying in bed. All of a sudden I get a random phone call. He's like,
FaceTime.
He's like, you don't know who this is. He's like, your friend Steve or whatever your friend's name. He's like, he's fucking dead. And he's like, don't fuck with me, buddy. I'll come fucking beat your ass right now. And you just immediately FaceTimed him. And you wrecked the kid.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah. You can't do that to like he. Kill you.
Literally, yeah. I'm glad that got cleared up. That goes to show.
He's been taking it easy.
I'd be a dead man the way I've been acting.
Hey, we were trying to tell you. We were warning you.
Speaking of people getting killed, 9 in a row, Celtics are on top
nice
of
transition.
The NBA right now with 46-12. I think they're staying steady 7.5 games above the second place. I think the Cavs right now. I'll discuss last night's game. I get no Embiid, but took it to him in the second half. Seemed like, you know, they're all coming together. Tatum and Brown obviously have been the guys, but you know, when you start incorporating, you know, Drew Holiday offensively, Derek White, not a big offensive night, but he's been their, you know, unsung hero all season. What do you think, Steele?
Yeah, I mean, 2 steals, 3 blocks, not scoring too many points, but he's still getting it done. Still a factor in the game.
Yeah, I think Sam Hauser, whenever, like, I'm just talking about their bench players right now. I think it's clear as day, they're the best starting 5 in the league. When healthy, that's been our drum all season. Sam Hauser coming off the bench, Al Horford coming off the bench, even Luke Kornet playing some good defense there. I'm still waiting to see my guy Xavier Tillman, who they got in the NBA trade deadline, to see if he can do anything when they give him some minutes. But overall, like, I mean, how can we really critique this team right now when it's not the playoffs? You win 9 in a row. What else is there more to do?
Exactly.
Nothing. They still haven't lost at home to an Eastern Conference team.
Yeah.
They're absolutely killing it.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah, they haven't lost an Eastern Conference team.
I like that. That's a good stat.
That's probably the best stat out there.
Good stat, Steele.
They're all playing good. I mean, like, obviously, like, the 76ers game, like, winning it, like, beating that team without Embiid, you can't.
Doesn't mean
that much.
That game was closer last night than it telegraphs. Like, I think they won by 18, but it was like a 5-point game going in the fourth quarter. They really turned things around, played really well in transition. That's why I was comparing it to kind of my rec league basketball, where no one wants to go on fast breaks because it's just too damn tiring. Those dudes live for fast breaks. They don't need any numbers. They can just Jaylen Brown took it east to west, north to south, whatever you want to call it, like 1-on-5 and just dunked on someone. I was just like, well, how can this guy in his right mind just you know, that's just a player right there. I mean, he just lost words.
It's almost like the Celtics are more athletic than your rec team.
I would say so. Consider we're losing by 40 points.
Shocking turn of events. Yeah.
The next five games are going to be pretty tough, though. They got Friday night against the Mavericks at home. Then they got the Warriors Saturday night, ABC televised. Then they're on the road against the Cavs, which is the number two team in the Eastern Conference. You got the defending NBA champions, the Denver Nuggets. And then you got Kevin Durant and the Phoenix Suns next week. Seems like it's going
to
probably...
I'd love to see a 5-0 here.
Yeah, probably.
Then I'll say things are really looking sexy.
Yeah, the Luka.
Their toughest stretch so
five.
Far.
I want five here if they're really that five. Good.
Yeah, I want at least four. I can take four. It's just a regular season. I get it. But yeah, we're going to keep playing this drum all season where we stroke them. But can they get it done in the playoffs? Can they get to the next level where they haven't been, you know, since 2008 where it's raising banner 18? Can they get there? I don't know. I think they can, but it's more of a wait-and-see type of game with this team.
I think the game that matters the most in those from a future perspective would be the Nuggets game, because it would kind of be like there's a fair chance the Nuggets would be the team, if we were to make the finals, would be the team we play. I mean, see how they handle Jokic, because playing a guy once a fucking year, whatever, you know what I mean? Like, some teams have intense rivalries, you know, their stuff. Like, how do we do against him? They
is
don't
this
know
their
him that
first
well.
Game against them this season?
Probably not. They play him every year, but like, you gotta like it's not.
So no, this we should know be what we're getting like from championship.
We know
type
what we're
game.
Getting from the Heat. We know what we're getting from the 76ers. They know each other. We've been battling them for years. Like, that would just be, and even the Warriors, they've had their fights with them, a series. Like, the Nuggets and Celtics have never really
had a rivalry.
So Jokic ended their home game winning streak at home. I think they were like 20-0 or something. Mm. He scored a late game bucket and they won. So yeah, it'd be interesting to see. I mean, they're in play. The Suns are in play. Who would be the next up in the schedule here? The Clippers are pretty good. West is pretty wide open outside of like picking the clear cut, you know, best player in the NBA right now, which I think is no doubt Nikola Jokic. Great to see. Just heavy competition.
Yeah, and he's also the one we match up the worst with, which sucks.
And we're 6-3 this season against the Nuggets.
Well, 0-1.
No?
0-1. They've only played it once.
Yeah, what?
Oh, 21. Come on. Come on, phone. The phone fucked me. The phone fucked me.
No, just the history of when Western Conference teams play Eastern Conference teams once at home and once on the road.
Yeah, twice a year.
Yeah, twice a year.
So we're 6-3 lifetime against them?
The last nine meetings, I would say, we're 6-3.
Correct.
So, good numbers.
Thank you. That's showtime.
Yeah.
Your heart was in the right place.
Fuck you.
That's why you got the notepad.
Fuck you.
You got the notepad.
Sure, wrote it down. Get the notepad.
Can Jason Tatum win the MVP?
Yes.
I think no. I want him to win, but if you're the best team in the league by 8 games and you're not even considered a top three candidate, how can you get
losing
your odds better? You got Jokic possibly winning his third out of 4 years. You got SGA, is it Gregorius Alexander? Is that his last name?
Shai
from
Gilgis
Oklahoma
Alexander.
City. He's averaging over 30 points, having a great season. And then you have Giannis Antetokounmpo having a great season for the Bucks. I'd probably put, if I were like the voter, I'd probably put Jason Tatum at 3.
I mean, I could give a fuck less if he wins it personally, but
yeah, agree.
I mean, those are all good names.
He's definitely in there. Yeah, like, I think he stands a chance. It could be what happens down the stretch.
It's not an obvious yes.
That he's
like, you said, could he win? I said yes pretty quickly. Like, no, those names are fucking good.
I mean, but it's a race. Like, some years it's literally just like, all right, we can just like, that guy's the MVP. Yeah. Like, there's definitely a competition there this year.
Yeah, I just think you dummy it down to you take that guy away from the team. What happens there? Take Tatum away from the team. Yeah, they're not the team that they are right now, but they got some pretty good damn talent on there. You take away Jokic from their team, complete 180 SGA. Don't even get me started with that. You take him away from what he's done with the Thunder. I know they had that giddy guy and who's the Gonzaga, right? The Thunder there, the triple threat.
Chet Holmgren.
Yeah. So they've had a pretty good year itself.
Shai is definitely the like MVP when you look at MVP at like technical
play. Yeah, most valuable player
to
their team.
That's like by miles.
Yeah, but it is kind of a politics game. I think it's going to go to Jokic.
That's just not how it works. Mm. Like in the NBA.
That's why it doesn't matter. Let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on. As right, it's to the team.
See you in the ship.
The team in question here, as they were reigning in first place all season, sitting still at 34-12-14. 14, I shit you not, overtime losses now. The last, I think.
That's tough.
Yeah, their last 11 games, they're 3-3-5, with 5 is overtime loss. They just don't know, like, that their defense, I'll say it all season, has kept, you know, dummying down, getting tired, creating turnover, the other teams creating turnovers in their end. The goalie is doing everything they can. You know, you got Linus Ullmark and, you know, Jeremy Swayman, both, you know, all-star caliber players, both have been in the all-star game. It just seems like with this March 8th trade deadline that they're going to have to make some moves with that defensive pairing. I get it, maybe add another center, as Charlie Coyle has done great for you so far, career season, but is that really where you want to go for the rest of the year, having, you know, him as one of your top centers on the team? Be interesting to see. What do you think, Steele?
It's just untimely bad play. It's like when the Patriots were there and they were all about, you know, like the fundamentals and like, you know, the big game moments and stuff like that. Like, they just haven't been good at that.
The little things.
Yeah, the little things. Like, they're just like Ullmark in the Kraken game last night. He went out, tried to play the puck, shot it right into the guy's skates, and the guy just like took the puck and went around him. I was like, thank you.
Yeah, it was very quick.
And then the next play, like 30 seconds after that, was I forget who it was, but they got a cross-checking penalty like 30 seconds after. Then the Kraken scored again. And it's just they're doing stupid things to hurt themselves. And it's the defense is struggling. I was at the game versus the Kings. Forbort probably had one of the worst games of his career in that game. He was absolutely dreadful.
Grizzly's awful.
Lowry was awful. Grizzly has been one of the better players recently.
He sucks. I want him dead.
Yeah, what has he done to you? Because he's literally been like one of the better hockey players on the team.
He's terrible. He turns over the puck. He gets dominated in the neutral zone. The Bruins have been known for years to be this tough team. He leads the team in just pussy shit. But I don't really tolerate it. I wish they could dump him off, but I don't think anyone's going to take him. I'm just going to be honest with you.
Side note, BU over the weekend. BU's winning the National Hockey Championship.
Nasty.
Just get ready.
We'll see.
We just had Northeastern. Yeah,
we'll see.
And I said,
"Our boy Jack's got something else to say about that."
I said what I said.
What were you doing there?
Watching a BU hockey game.
Gotcha. Who did they play?
UConn. Killed them 6-0.
Yeah. I think I saw that.
Any good beers? No concessions.
Concessions? No. Didn't have any concessions.
I remember they have beers. A good popcorn there. We went to go watch. Speaking of Frank the Tank, we watched a fight there. We fought recently last year, and popcorn was marvelous.
Gotta love some good popcorn.
Good popcorn up at that one we went to in New Hampshire, too. But go
yeah,
on.
Yeah, that was an electric fan.
Yeah, so the Bruins, on a tangent. Yeah, so the Bruins, all of this aside, are where right now? Tied for the second most points in the entire NHL? Maybe third?
They're actually tied for... Actually, they're in second most place the in their division right now.
Like the entire NHL, it's like third.
Probably third. Tied for third. Which is good.
What? Oh, so they're 1 point behind.
Yeah, but the hockey they're playing doesn't convince me that they're going to do anything once postseason play hits.
And that doesn't mean much because the hockey last year they were playing did, and they didn't do shit.
Good point, Steele.
So turn it around.
I like that a lot.
Anything can happen in the playoffs. Anything can happen.
I think most of these teams that you're going to be playing is a tough matchup.
No.
Toronto's on a roll. If the season ended today, you'd be playing Toronto.
The single greatest fraud franchise in the history of sports.
This is like you and fucking the Sixers. If the Sixers were hot, you'd be worried about
them. I could not give a fuck about the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Austin Matthews already has 50 goals.
Rangers, probably a year away. They might be that good. They're a young team. Carolina scares the shit out of me. I am not worried about the Flyers.
What about the Panthers?
How about Detroit the other night? That vengeance. Was pretty sick.
Yeah. Give me some vengeance. Patty Kane, that was meant to be.
That was one of the greatest nights like in a hockey game you'll ever see. Patty Kane played probably 15-plus years for the Chicago Blackhawks, returns as a Detroit Red Wing during Chris... Well, a lot of things going on. Chris Chelios' number retired. But anyways, comes down to overtime. He goes on a breakaway. He scores... beats the Blackhawks, and everyone starts cheering. Like, all of Chicago starts cheering.
They cheered him?
Yeah, they cheered him when he won. It was kind of sick.
Interesting.
Yeah. And, like, yeah, because he's, like, about as legendary as it gets.
People are called.
But do you think we would do that for one of our legends?
Fuck no. if he's on another team, no.
No?
No way.
Like if Ray Bourque did that back in the day?
We literally had a parade for Ray Bourque.
Yeah, I just, my persona, I'd say no.
Yeah, well, you're a fucking Pirates fan. We can't lose fucking anything. Like, not everyone's as much of a douche as you.
I think
not everyone's a dickhead. Like
I'd respect, but
yeah, you might not clap, but you would respect. You might cry even.
I would boo. I might cry. You're right. I am a cry. I'm a lover.
You love these Boston teams.
You got
but
him,
he doesn't love the fucking Bruins. See, the way Naz let off, obviously I'm not tuned into the Bruins at all. I would have thought the fucking wheels are falling off.
The wheels
they're
are
fucking game behind.
The they're wheels are be in falling the off. They've lost three in a row.
Fine. That's okay. They stacked some wins. They're in good shape.
That means hammer the money line.
Trade deadline, March 8th. You get Hingham's own. You get Noah Hanifin. From the Flames, come back home, helps you reset your defensive pairings. Kid's an absolute all-star from Calgary right now. Get his ass back home. He's on a contract year.
Is this possible? Is this in the talks?
It's very possible that it's in the talks. It probably won't happen just because they keep talking about it too much, but I would love to see it happen. He would really help, you know, build that defensive pairings.
Steele, you like it?
Yeah, I'd like it.
Heinrich Lindholm has been awful. Charlie McAvoy has been awful. Best defenseman on the team right now is Brandon Carlo by Grizzly? Miles. Grizzly, get him off my set.
How many times have you had money on the Bruins during this stretch?
I haven't been betting recently. After the Super Bowl, I've kind of been on hiatus.
No, I've been too. I went down bad. But no, I had one of the best
tennis?
I had one of the best gambling weeks.
I had Kansas City. And then I let out. I'm all done.
Oh, I'm talking to him about the tennis.
Because you sound a lot like someone who's lost some money line bets in overtime.
No, I just don't.
I can hear it in your voice.
He's a disgruntled fan.
Taylor Fritz, probably the best tennis player in the world. I fucking hate that guy. -700? Are you shitting me?
Fuck yeah.
Put the mortgage on it.
Naz sounds like a disgruntled fan getting his panties a little too much in a bunch.
No, I just think they're playing like a bunch of pussies. I'm calling them out. I want them to play better.
Luckily for hockey, it is the most wide open playoffs.
I gotta say this. I do agree with Naz. I do agree with Naz with that same time old time hockey. But the game is changing to a game where you know they're fucking. It's turning into football. It's becoming more the pussification of hockey. I mean, I know the fighting still keeps it in that last remnants of fucking the old time sport. Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. This league is turning into a much more modernized league where it's not going to be that style of hockey anymore. It's going to transition to the type of play where it's going to be these.
So pussy isn't the worst thing.
I hope they win 7-0 every game, but I'm just telling you how I feel.
It's not great, but I got them winning the cup.
Bruins at 6, yeah.
Bruins and 4. You know I'm a sweet guy.
I would have booed if I was a Chicago fan and Kane scored.
Boom.
That's why you're a miserable loser. That's hates his team. That's in fucking second place in the division.
All right, well, you've been when Tom Brady played. This doesn't involve you. When Tom Brady, if he scored like a game winning touchdown with time expiring at Gillette Stadium, the time they played, would you have cheered for Tom Brady?
Yeah.
I don't think I would have been like, damn, that sucks. After, like, maybe a year later, I'd be like, all right, maybe that was pretty cool. But at the time, I definitely wouldn't have been happy.
I wouldn't do that for, like, every fucking, like, I'm not going to do that if fucking Mac
Jones does it. Especially on this Patriots team.
Like, what Patrick Kane means to that city. Like, do you know how bad the Blackhawks were entire life? And then they became a dynasty.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, it's a pretty accurate fucking
to a junior version, analogy. To a junior version of what Tom did, yes.
Not a shot in hell you don't clap if Tom did that to the Pats. No shot.
The way we felt when he left us. The way we felt when he left us.
Quit stuttering, you fucking idiot.
I'm stuttering into demise.
Are you still a sad hook? You're shooken up by the fucking breakup still, huh?
No,
you're not over it.
Nah,
Tom's so over it. News is coming out. Giselle banging the fucking yoga guy one of his kids might not be his.
What do you think about that?
He was kissing that kid on the mouth.
What do I think about that? I think Tom doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah,
he's the greatest in the world.
He's on the bigger
list. Baddest
motherfucker on the planet.
He's worrying about what he's going to say in the studio in the fall.
I know he ain't worried about Naz clapping for him if he gets a game-winning touchdown against the shit Pats that you shouldn't even be a fan of.
They weren't shit at the time, man. I'm a fan until I die. But that's a true fan.
They weren't shit at the time. They've been shit since he's been gone.
You jump bandwagon to bandwagon. That's just no way to go through life, my friend. Or it's one way to go, and then it's not my way.
Only God can judge me.
I promise this much.
You got that Bible?
I'm willing to shake hands on it now. I'll never hop back on the Pats bandwagon if that's what you want me to hear. Like, no, is that okay if I shifted one day? No. I knew that the tank was coming.
But you do.
I'll never hop back on the bandwagon.
You need to pick a top three team for every sport, and you can't skew from that.
I never left the Celtics one.
Okay.
Yeah, because they haven't sucked in a while.
I don't watch enough hockey. I'll always ride with the Bees.
Yeah, that's fair.
Sox. I've never really been a Sox guy, even though I have the tattoo on my back, which makes no sense.
Come on.
Fridays, man.
Just from that, you got to be a Sox guy.
I'm more of a Rays guy than a Sox guy.
All right. So you're riding with Anton.
That's due to...
And then...
It's probably like a Houston Astros fan.
Football's scripted, so I'll go with whoever the hot script is that year.
Who's the hottest script?
Tampa.
Unfortunately, right now it's the Chiefs, but that's got to shift.
Yeah, it's like pretty clearly the Chiefs, right?
I wasn't with that script last year, but...
You were Tampa. You did stay strong with Tampa.
I'll still ride with Tampa. I'm not happy the Baker's probably gone, but.
Well, they're going to have to pay him $40 million. We'll see.
Minshew.
That's the next best thing.
That would be really great.
The match made in heaven. Yeah.
Or the return. The return of Jameis Winston.
That would also be great. I'm good with either of those. Yeah. Pretty much anyone else is going to kind of suck for me.
Yeah, I agree.
You'll see my true colors then.
I agree. Before we get to showtime, Kirk Cousins of the Patriots, would you like that?
Kirk Cousins just got a full out. Grill, so fuck yeah.
I'd like Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I'd take it.
I'd take it all.
Where we're at. Like, yeah. Like, if that was like a Brady replacement, I'd be like, no, like where we're at currently. Yeah, like, yeah.
At this point, give me the fucking milkman.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
I'm
as not a fan, I like that for you guys.
Yeah, I would take Kirk Cousins.
That could help you guys.
That
would be an immediate impact. Like, you might make the playoffs next year.
Then take Marvin Harrison at three. Boom.
Like it.
Boom.
Kirk would, like, we'd be much better.
Are we getting Marvin Harrison?
It really depends of if they want to pick one of these quarterbacks or trade down. Take it if they take a tackle, I'm gonna throw up.
I want it on the spot. Yeah, I want it. I want it recorded and on the spot.
I think I'm one of those like jejunum guys. Actually, I gotta bring it up because I was with Tim from Quincy last week. He said back in middle school, you punched him in the jejunum, and he puked.
Tim McNally?
Yeah.
He said it happened. I punched him once and he started to not feel good.
He said a delayed reaction.
Then I waited a second and I punched him again.
Oh,
oh, you bully.
And he threw up in class and literally got sent home for the day.
I told him I'd bring that up. I had to get that.
What's Tim McNally doing getting in a ring with fucking the champ?
Dude, I don't know. We didn't even have beef. Tim McNally's my boy.
It was probably like a recess. It was like, punch me in the ribs.
No, we were just in science class and I just was an asshole and I punched him in the ribs.
Two punches to get kicked out of science.
Showtime.
Why not?
Yeah, look at that haircut. That's a bully haircut.
That's a bully. Francis Hogan.
Bully flow.
The end of that story was he asked the teacher if he'd go to the bathroom because he had the yak. The teacher said no, so he puked on the floor.
Like, nice. Mr. Point, Kane. Like, guy sucks.
If you're going to puke, what are you doing as a teacher to be like, no, you have to stay and give him the chance to puke?
You should have puked on her.
That guy was an egomaniac pervert. That guy would stare down every girl's shirts. We're in seventh grade.
What a cocksucker.
No, guy's call legit. Yeah, name? Guy's a pervert. I don't like Central Middle School Keith teachers. Kane. They're all a bunch of Keith fucking Kane. Cocksuckers that bully little kids.
Yeah, Keith Kane. Why not us?
Oh, dude. Mr. Phelan? Cocksucker.
I'll never forget. I think I brought it up when Mayor Koch was here.
I don't wave to him. He lives on my street. Never wave to him once.
Yeah, shout out. Eighth grade, I was in his social studies class. When Tom Koch won, I couldn't have seen a person more mean to us throughout the rest of the day. Guys like bald as fuck, like plain white. He was as red as like the devil's dick.
Wow.
He was a fucking mean bastard to young kids, and I hate that shit.
Yep. So shout out to some asshole middle school teachers.
Yeah, Mrs. Wow. Scavera, you're a punk bitch. I'd fucking rock your shit. You know that.
He kicked me out of the flag football championship because they said I flag guarded on a kick return for a touchdown. They called it back as a flag guard, and so I fucking booted the ball, got kicked out.
Yeah, he's a clown.
Took the ringer off my finger.
Mr. Griffith, the man. The man. Dude.
See, there's positive vibes here. Yeah, there's positive vibes.
Fucking
here.
Mr. Griffith is actually one of the nicest and coolest teachers I've ever had in my entire life. Yeah, so shout out to Mr. Griffith.
Don't call him by his first name, though. You'll get a fucking.
What's up, Mike? Boot. You would fucking freak.
No, it's Paul. But
is it? Oh, his brother's Mike.
I call him by first name like first day of middle school. I got pieced out by him, which was rightfully so. I remember that.
Yeah.
Never forget.
I
was sixth grade. What was that? Like 12 years old?
Yeah, you also thought you were the man back then.
Yeah, why not us?
You were legit Reggie Bush in white form. Fuck. yeah, that guy was a man. Yeah. Who else was cool?
The Demon Slayer.
Miss Haley. Miss Haley was a sixth grade advanced teacher. She was fucking cool for math. I liked her. No, she was weird. She kind of looked like Miss Frizz from
Magic School Bus.
I probably would have fucked her too. Yeah, definitely.
How about the Demon Slayer?
Demon Slayer was fucking awesome, dude. Went to the premiere in town. Saw it in IMAX. Not 3D, 2D.
I know 3D.
They don't have it in 3D. It's not 3D. It's just not made in 3D. And got the commemorative cup. Hell yeah, you gotta have it.
It was a fucking sick cup.
Did you guys win together?
No.
You showed me the picture.
Me and Steele saw the finale of last season, which is the start of this movie, and then the first episode
of
the new season.
What time of the night was that at? Like 5
7 o'clock.
7 p.m.?
Oh, when we watched it? Oh, yeah. Probably around that time. Yeah, probably around that time.
Might have been in one. We couldn't get it to work for a while. It was like the...
Oh, yeah, crashed the system.
Yeah, the system like crashed because so many people were trying to watch it. Like different countries and shit.
Yeah, it was
like
insane.
It literally crashed. We couldn't get it. I was like, Craig, what's happening here?
He was freaking out.
Yeah, like I wanted to watch it. I was like down. Craig was like that was Craig's night.
Craig was like,
what is happening?
I know what Craig gets to when he wants to get something done.
Oh, it was so
he
fucked.
He was probably fucking moving me.
Yeah, it was just out of his power for a while. Like they was just down.
The subtitles aren't working. We don't know Japanese.
Gotta learn.
No, I actually have been learning slightly. Some girl on Hinge literally just like, I'll fall for you if you take me to Japan. I go, I'll literally fly you there first week of April.
Is that when you're off next season?
No, that's just when the seasons, because in Japan, there's like 12 different seasons throughout
that's
the year.
That's wild. I'd forget it all.
So it's like the cherry blossom seasons in like March that goes in, and that's like, no, it's like end of March, beginning of April.
What kind of weather is that? That's going to be hot, right?
No, September is like the hot weather for them there.
Cherry blossom, then what do you like?
That's
cherry
spring.
Blossom, yeah. It's the side of the spring. It's the side of the spring. So you can time it perfectly to catch snow and go skiing and also catch the cherry blossoms in like one trip, which would be fucking amazing because Japan has some of the best ski resorts.
Sky knows what he's talking about.
So a scale of 1 to 10, Demon Slayer.
9.2.
Nice.
That's pretty high.
There is some room for improvements, but the potential of the season is unbelievable. It's going to be a good one.
First time they made a movie?
No, they made one. They do one in between each season. One and two, they had one. It was The Train of Mugen.
And it's always in theaters like this?
So it'll be the last episode of the last season and then the newest episode of the first season, but they just combined it. So the last episodes of every season are done in like a cinematic form. So even if you're watching like the 9th and then you go to the 10th, you're like, oh, this is clearly different. Yeah, it's just way higher quality. Like,
interesting.
Made
sounds
for
the like
silver
the
screen.
Sounds yeah, like
it's,
the move.
It is.
It's a wild show.
Yeah.
Is it doing big numbers?
Huge. I think I've watched
Demon Slayer.
I think you've been
in the studio with Showtime enough. You've watched Demon Slayer.
You
want
to get cozy with a girl on a nice Friday night? Demon Slayer is your choice.
Anime is underrated. Yep. It really is. It's a good fucking genre.
The first Demon Slayer was like the highest grossing like animated movie in like the history of Japan. Like when it came out.
Big news.
Yeah.
If true.
If it's fucking crashing sites like that when an episode comes out, that doesn't happen all the time.
I got five Steele and Naz questions you didn't think you were going to run into tonight.
I'm ready
Should
for
I
this.
Run those?
Yes, I'm pumped.
Since we're talking about films, what is the best Rocky movie?
Rocky 3.
I think Rocky 4, right? With the
four.
The Russian.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ivan Drago.
Never seen him.
This guy's going Mr. T over here. That was an awful thing that you just said.
Yeah, we might have to talk about getting in one. We might need to rock a Rocky.
I was ready to get like,
that's why you haven't won.
I got way mad at you.
That's why you suck at boxing. That's why you have
yeah, it. He's gonna win. Don't knock him down.
I like the Creed. I like the Creed movies.
Creed, they're a little bit more like new age.
Yeah.
Rocky
I've seen
four
some
of
Rocky, but I don't think I've ever like watched a full.
There's no way you like haven't seen part of Rocky IV in your life at some point.
It's all about the comeback.
Is that the one who is the Russian?
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Whether it's by just like videos or gifts, I've definitely seen part of that movie.
And I've run the Rocky stairs. I have a picture with the statue. I'm affiliated.
At least I've never been on the stairs. So you got
it
over there.
By the way, to go to Steele's stat for that statistic. Demon Slayer's movie in 2020 was the highest grossing film of the year with $507 million. So it's a $500 million movie.
That's fucking nuts.
Absolutely fucking insane. It probably cost $10 million to make the movie.
Any sex scenes?
No. There's not like, there is perverted animes, but this is a very, like, you watch this with a kid. There's a lot of animes when people are like, animes for kids, and then I'll show you an anime you would not want to show adults. Like, it's fucked up. Yeah, like, goresome.
My number two question here. Would you rather eat 10 hot dogs or the same amount of food with burgers?
Burgers.
Burgers.
I think burgers all day, right?
Hot dogs is a gut grenade. A little anti-hot dog. Yeah,
hot dogs suck.
Yeah, they make my belly hurt. I like mix in one, like maybe at like a barbecue.
If it's Sully's, I could put down 10 and not...
Sully's dog's made from something different. I can have two of those and I'm fine.
No other dog.
The clam box.
A turn dog is good too. You're at your local golf course, getting to the 10th hole.
That's why you fall apart on the back nine.
Why would you do 10 of them at the turn on the golf course?
No, I'm talking about one. But yeah, like in the
worst round of golf of your life.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm taking down burgers all day. I was going to do 10 and 10, but 10 burgers is more than 10 dogs. So, you know, the same amount of food. I'm thinking like 5-6 burgers maybe. That's probably
the equivalent. Yeah. That's some meaty-ass hot dogs.
there are variables. That's some
thick. Sure. You lay that thing flat. That's tougher to do than you think. It's tough to do the Anton Cinco. Well, not many did.
This is when the questions get a little, not dirty, but, you know, out to lunch. Would you rather die in a plane crash or drown in open water?
Die in a plane crash, because there's people around me and I could probably try and fuck before then.
I like that.
And, like, hopefully...
You get beat off into salt water?
And
come
hopefully
on,
it's
dude.
Just, like...
Wait for a shark.
That's what a shark and eat my cum, then me.
And hopefully you're just, like, dead, like, while you're in the water, like, you're... Exactly, just the loneliness.
You might survive the plane
loneliness
crash
factor.
Too.
No, that's not the rules of the game.
Yeah, that wasn't the question.
Magic's like, I take over. Fucking land upside down.
Do you die in a plane crash?
I agree with
He's
Showtime.
He's like, I ride the shark.
Things
make
can
a
get
turn
wild
around.
In air still. Things can get a little, like, end of the, you know it's going down. You know you're flying into
you
a building.
What? I want to fly. Right, sorry. I want to fly, crash in the ocean, then die in the ocean.
Double
same
dip.
Thing. I'd be having like competitions. I'd be like, who can die further?
Yeah, that shark's gonna get you first. Yeah. Dude, shark's gonna get you.
Quick death pool.
Bang the flight attendants. Sounds fun. It's like kind of.
Delta's been on point recently. I've been flying a lot. There's been some fucking Delta's fucking.
It's nothing better than a smoke show.
Delta's on point. So shout out Delta.
I flew Delta a couple weeks back. Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Good people. Good talent.
Delta actually saved my life coming back from Denver. They actually did fucking help me out huge and let me sit in the airplane bathroom for 4 hours coming home. So
that's tight. Yeah. Were you just ripping ass? Or
no, I literally was so violently sick to my stomach. Oh, I just like couldn't even sit in my seat. And the guy kept bringing me water. I was just like, yeah, I'm like, I guess so.
That's there's a few worse places for that to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Plane.
That didn't happen
on a Spirit flight.
No, they like asked me if like, I wanted to divert the plane when we were like over Chicago with like 2 hours left. I'm like, dude, get me the fuck home.
Yeah,
like,
no, just
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, like just, yeah, I cannot stop.
They were
like,
going to divert the plane
yeah,
for
yeah, it was that bad. Like I missed my first flight leaving Denver because I couldn't get on because I was in so much pain. Went to the hospital, then went back to the airport.
It was too many drinks?
No, I had just like a stomach issue and...
Showtime's been ripping, man.
Yeah.
Showtime, prime
time. The ripping got him.
The ripping got me. I'm 29 days sober right now. What day is the 28th? I'm actually 30 days sober, so. Round of applause. Give me a round. Come on. I deserve it.
This one might hit home for a couple people. Question number four. Would you call a girl back if they wet your bed?
Yes.
Yes.
Because I've done it to way too many chicks to <Yeah. so> return my calls.
That's why I said this one might hit home for some people.
Yes.
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't know if I would.
Yeah.
It's circumstantial. If you knew the girl, you're like, all right. But if you just, you know, bringing back someone off the street and they just rip all over your bed, I don't know if you really want that second
It depends who it is, too. Yeah, like, if a girl, you can tell it's she obviously fucked up. But if you piss in the bed, you got a problem.
I might ask her to pay for some new sheets, possibly. I've been asked
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely,
you know.
Dude.
And then then you kind of question yourself. You're like, was she really that drunk? Like, can she handle her alcohol?
Yeah, that's what
like,
I'm saying. She's just a slob at that point.
Is it squirt?
It's all squirt,
that's
baby.
That's true. It's good aim. Good aim.
Did I have a good night last night?
I'd honestly probably say you owe me new sheets and then just keep the same sheets.
A chick can kind of pull it off. A chick can kind of pull it off. Like, you don't remember what we did last night?
She
could definitely be like, that's your piss.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a classic move is the pass off.
You'd be like, fuck. I wonder if that's happened to me before.
It's definitely happened to someone.
Yeah, you and your drunk slobs.
It's definitely always me.
Last but not least, this one goes down a little bit. Good for bar and grill talk. Drumsticks or flats for wings?
I'll fucking wipe out a restaurant on flats, dude. I don't care.
Drumsticks all day.
I used to be a drumstick guy, but flats just seemed like it's more clean. It's easy to go.
They got more skin on them.
Yeah.
Flats are easier, you're saying?
More skin per meat ratio.
You have to do the work.
No, you get the half. No, come on. No,
it's the work.
No, you're working around a fucking drumstick. You're like grabbing it where you already bit. You're fucking, wings eats, bing, eat the middle, you're done.
Drumstick, I'm kind of, I feel like a dog. I keep biting it till I hit the bone. It's like,
you got me in the mood for some wings. Oh, Pizza Maria might be getting a wing order tonight.
They have good wings.
He was like looking up to the sky when he said that.
They really do be seasoned though.
Big shout out to another sponsorship,
dude. Yeah, I say it all the time. A. Pizza Maria.
Like, let's go. Let's get these sponsors. Road to 1K. Are we still on it?
Yeah, we're still on it.
I saw we gained one subscriber at least since our last post.
That was big for Team Maria.
Shout out to whoever.
It was probably fully pushing it. March 1st, we're going. I'm starting hard. That's the campaign.
Yeah, once the good weather comes around, we're still in hibernation mode.
Like, I can't wait. Mr. Martini event this year is going to be nuts.
Fucking right.
Might even be sober, but you know, I still get wild.
I'll make sure they're getting some non-alcoholic espresso martini.
Yeah, I can't be looking like a loser.
Yeah.
I'll just get drunk. Fuck it. I'll black out. Fuck it.
I'll come back.
Yeah. I'll fall
espresso
off the
martini
wagon.
Event. Anything's
I'll
hop
right
up.
Back on. I'll leave
I wonder
the wagon
where it's
going to
be
front.
This year. Fuck, a nice mansion.
Yeah, no, they got to. After the Sir Winston, they got to follow up with something.
Shout out, Mr. Martinis, by the way.
Yeah,
it's Liam's birthday.
Is it today?
It's Happy Liam's birthday,
Liam.
Today.
Happy birthday.
Shoot him
sir.
A text.
I don't get his number. Call him.
Give me my merch, please. I don't want to. I know you're working on it, but I want to eat the beans soon.
The New England Free Jacks coming off their championship banner year. They open up in Charlotte against Anthem FC. What's March 3rd? Is that Saturday or Sunday?
Yeah, that's
Saturday.
Sunday. That's Sunday.
Sunday. Big event should be in Charlotte. I don't think Charlotte knows what's coming. It's going to be a bat out of hell, like I mentioned. You know, the Bald Eagle might get things done again.
Oh, we're running it back, boys. We're running it back. Can't wait. March 9th, home opener. Be there.
Champtoberfest is what they call it.
Champtoberfest. I'll be there.
And then they're
will
doing a St. Patrick's Day Festival the weekend after that, too. Yes. So big celebrations coming down at Pageant?
Veterans. First home game is next Saturday, March 9th.
Yeah, that's a Champtoberfest celebration. So it's just a huge,
opener. Can't wait. Banner day.
I'm going too.
I'm going to be there.
Yeah, I'm definitely going too.
Me and Steel was trying to... Are you going?
I'm
going to
go.
Are you going? No, because last year Steel was the biggest fan of all of us. I got to say that 100% fact. And he'd always be begging us and we just never went. So
he did.
This year it's a massive...
Well, maybe we'll get in there. Maybe we'll get in the locker room next week. We'll get a little interview going with the boys.
That'd be
I'll
great.
Have to hit him up this weekend so you see what's going on.
Dude, we should really try and get Patrick Chung. That guy Chuck knows Patrick Chung.
Let's get him. Let's get Chuck on here. Let's get weird with
Chuck's a Chuck weird guy. Dude, I like him.
A possible future sponsor there, too.
She said she's ready. She was like, Magic's asked me the first fucking 3 months I open. I'm trying to fucking pay bills and like open out my electrical. She's like,
now
I'm
going to get stretched out.
She was like, now
compliments.
I'm in, she said, well, first of all, we can all go for free if we were to do like an actual thing for it and film it. But I'm doing a like an actual review for her, like coming up soon, so. But she said she will sponsor us, like dead serious. So.
He's got a piss. I got a quick thing just to wrap up here.
Wait, time out.
Fresh off the fucking horn.
Wait, time out real quick. She also said she would want to come to the softball tournament if we did this year and do it at the tournament. So if people just want to fucking come and just get stretched out in between games and shit.
By game six in a row, my quads are
gone. So that'd be awesome. Stretch. So we'll give them some money or they'll come in or whatever. Yeah, I think they'll just probably do it for free.
Fresh off the wire from Tommy Paluzzi.
Oh, boy.
I owe you milk and I have an idea for paying the debt. Live stream it, Ohio State, first game of the year before kickoff, and I wash away last season with embarrassing myself right before
All
kickoff
talk.
And have a clean slate with my boys.
All talk, no action.
See you in September then, I guess?
September.
It's on recording.
It's on recording, yes.
What happened?
He owes me milk because he bet Ohio State versus Michigan.
You have to accept.
I accept that.
That it is acceptable.
I can wait. I'm patient.
Respond now, live on air.
Documented.
Brian from San Diego wanted to do a milk challenge if the Padres made the playoffs. I told him I'd give him his presents soon. So we'll have to give him his...
I agree to your terms.
Nice.
It's Brian has milk. Yeah. Have him milk himself in his penthouse pool. Fuck it. That would be good content.
Nice house there.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Episode 157 in the books. Big shout out, everyone.
Heads to sponsors. 1K.
Heads to Heads 1K. 1K. Yep.
Steel's got a piss.
We'll see you next week. Thanks a lot again, Frank the Tank Hogan.
Thanks, yep. Hank.
Frank the Tank.
Frank the Tank.
Get pod.
The new year is almost here, and if you're looking to shed off some holiday pounds before beak season, well, look no further and head on down to Slight Edge Fitness Performance, located at 101 French Avenue in Braintree, Massachusetts. Owned and operated by our guy, Quincy legend, Craig Kelly. You will be assured that you are getting the best training around. They believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training and have been leading the charge at their state-of-the-art fitness facility since 2020. Their staff is actively enriching the lives of members and creating a community of like-minded people who love being healthy and strong. They are helping you to get in shape and teaching you how to maintain your health and fitness. Group fitness classes as well as one-on-one personal training sessions are available. Make sure to visit slightedgefit.com and also follow them on Instagram at slightedgefitness and set up a consultation today. If you're looking to get back in shape or trying to get a slight edge on the competition, this gym is for you. Check out Slight Edge Fitness and Performance, located at 101 French Avenue in Braintree, Massachusetts, and tell them the boys from Steel and Naz sent you.